this program on KFGO. Doug Lear with me here in studio. And just one more item that I didn't quite slip in during our previous conversation, Doug, about the excitement and the mix of sports and outdoors. But a week ago today, last Saturday, okay, lovely weather, tremendously good weather.
It was.
I didn't get a chance to go to Devil's Lake like I was whining about all week. I just, being 47 years old with a family and a job and all these things, it's really increasingly hard for me to just to take a day off and go drive away for an entire day.
Oh, trust me.
And as you well know, you have more children than I do. Lovely family you have.
Thank you.
And a job. Sort of. Well, no, Tom Wynn, working with Tom is a job. That's two full-time jobs.
But you know what? That is an interesting point, because people assume, I love to hunt, I love to fish, and people just assume that that's all you do, as similar to in your frame of mind too. But yeah, you know, I've got kids that have piano practice and other activities as well. So, and the backside of that is, I don't think you could ever find somebody, especially like given the summer that we had, somebody say, gosh, you know what? Fishing season, open water kind of wrapped up. I fished way too much this year. I got it way too many times. It just way too many times to Devil's Lake. I went to Lake Ash, to Beulah, like 10 times. No, that was horrible. I'll never do that again. That doesn't happen. Nobody ever has said, I fished enough, got enough in this year.
And it's this is the old cliche, is that when you get into the grind of work, I got to get this. I have to work. I have to go back and work. The cliche is, nobody's ever laid in their deathbed and said, I sure wish I would have worked more in my life.
Right.
Nobody ever says that.
Nope.
So we need to keep that in mind the best they can. Where I was going with last Saturday was, I did in the afternoon haul my boat out to Big Cormorant out in Minnesota and said, "This, I'm going to get it out one more time. I don't care if I catch a fish." And no, I didn't anyway. But I got it out in Cormorant Lake, digging through the radio in my boat, stumbled across the Moorhead State Dragons football game. They were playing Minot State.
Beavers.
You talk about just joy. It didn't matter what the event was in the radio. I was sitting in a boat on a wonderful fall day, gorgeous fall day, with the college football game on the radio, drinking a Coca-Cola.
It was heaven.
It was great. Gosh, it was fun. I just kicked back and just listened to the football game and tried a few spots. Just a dream day. Just a dream day.
One of my favorite memories, and I don't remember what it was, like 3 years ago, on the deer opener Saturday, similar to today, and it was a beautiful, gorgeous day. I'm thinking it was like 09, something like that. It was a very beautiful, sunshiny day, and I went to the Cheyenne River in Barnes County, and I went fishing. There's blaze orange all over the place. There's people deer hunting, and the sun was shining. I laid down on the banks of the Cheyenne River, and I fell asleep. Fishing. And you're exactly right. I enjoy anything outdoors, and I do not enjoy, you know, elbow to elbow. I don't enjoy combat fishing or combat hunting. I prefer to be, you know, kind of relaxing. And like you said, we all have our own little recipe for the perfect day outdoors. And what you're talking about, fall fishing, even when you're not catching anything,
didn't matter.
Yep, exactly. There are people catching fish though, Mike.
Oh yeah, not me. let me. We just have a few minutes left. Okay. Let me share another story, because you and I were talking about social media last week
last weekend.
But here's a true anecdote from last Saturday on Big Cormorant Lake. I got out there and started fishing, and I'm a big Facebook, Twitter kind of guy. Yep. And I like to share what I'm doing with people on Facebook and with my listeners and everything else. And so I took a photo of Big Cormorant Lake on my iPhone, put it on Facebook and say, you know, great day on Big Corm, lovely, I'm glad to be alive. I get a Facebook message from a wonderful woman who's become my Facebook friend. She exchanges, we chat back and forth. I don't know her. We don't know if she walked in the room. She said, "Hey, Mike, where are you? I see on Facebook you're on Big Cormorant. I live on the whatever, you know."
Really?
Southwest side of the lake. She said, "Are you catching anything? Because there's four or five boats right in front of my house, and I saw some guys catching fish earlier."
No way.
Yep. Honest to goodness. And so I said, "I'm not catching anything, Phyllis. So I'll come over and try to find your house."
Yeah.
You know, and she goes, "Sure, come on." She said, "Now there's five boats."
Yeah.
So she said, "I know nothing about fishing, but I know that guys have been fishing a lot in front of my house lately." Okay. So I drive, and she kind of describes where on the lake she lives via Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I go over there and I see four or five boats fishing. And she said, and you know, bloop, my phone, bing. She said, oh, I see you.
No way.
Yep. You're coming up at my house. I live in the big gray house, you know, yada, yada, yada. You know, good luck. Have fun. You know, let me know how you do. And I fished for a while, and some of the boats drifted away, and I didn't catch anything. But I did learn a spot. I can see why people were fishing
there. Sure.
There's a reason why.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that on some days that people were catching fish there. But I sat back and thought about that.
Yeah.
And went, wow.
It's not all bad.
No.
Yeah.
No. And it was very pleasant. She wasn't, you know.
Right. Right.
Giving away anybody's spot. Or, yep. She was just trying to be nice.
Yeah.
And just be a friend and say, hey, come try over here.
And it's a topic for another time. The giving up of fishing holes, because guys that like to fish, in the back, they like other people to catch fish as well. They like to tell one or two people, yeah, come on over here. I'll show you where you're catching fish, because they got that a little bit of the pride of, I know where to go and I know how to catch fish. But then when five other guys show up, that's when it goes from good to not so good. But you're right. I think I like that.
We'll talk about that in a future
edition
of the show. Thanks, Doug. Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish. Tomlin and Friends, very highly rated. One of the most highly rated radio shows in America. Doug Lear is part of that, and there's a reason why it's so highly rated. And Doug is part of that reason. This is Mike McFeely Outdoors. When we return, we'll talk some more about the great outdoors. I love this show. He can't even bait a hook.